Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
You know, your office does a lot of public outreach. Maybe a lot of it people are not even really aware of. It's not just prosecuting crimes. Right. I know you always try to, support a lot of community organizations and events. And especially now during the nice weather, you've got a lot of things going on, including this weekend you've got some things going on. One thing I heard about was here in Marshfield, right near us, at the Marshfield Boys and Girls Club. This involves car seat inspections, something that seems to be almost impossible for anybody to install correctly in their vehicle.
Yeah, I think it's really difficult, especially when your newborn is just put together and you start traveling, to figure out the do's and don'ts of the installation. And it really is so important that it be done correctly. So this weekend, the Marshfield Police, the Mass State Police, and the DA's office are teaming up together from 8:30 to 1:30 on Saturday at the Marshfield Boys and Girls Club to come by. And if you need your child's seat to be inspected or adjusted, please stop by. They're happy to help and make sure that it's in the car, because it's such an important, valuable safety tool, and to make sure that if something untoward does happen while you're driving, that the kids are safe.
And no appointment needed for that.
No appointment needed.
And that's 8:30 to 1:30, and that's on Saturday. But in Brockton, you've got a couple things going on too, and one of them, this was kind of interesting. There's a special graffiti project. Is that kind of tied in with an art therapy type of a mode? What's that all about?
Yeah, once again, it's another community reinvestment program that, we use monies to put back into the community. And we've been working for the last couple of years with 24-Hour Power. The founder is Susie Lordy, and she, with the funding that we gave her, they do a beautification project at Tukas Park in Brockton. And since mid-May, Susie and her group have been working to clean the park up and make repairs. And part of their programming, 24-Hour programming, is including a recovery graffiti project, dealing with, positive, uplifting messages with individuals who have had substance abuse problems in the past, and they're putting their artistic values toward the better of the community.
For a number of years, we've been dealing with many different groups, whether it's help with recovering from mental illness, from drug addiction, or just maybe some trauma. They find that art tends to be, not that I'm an expert, very therapeutic, because we hear about various programs like this, but right. This is the first I've heard about this. But you think about, if that's a way to express yourself with graffiti projects and have a piece of yourself in your artwork, this must be something that I guess can be very powerful, especially for a young person, and also very gratifying, because they get to see right away the results of what they've done.
Right, and I give credit to 24-Hour Power, because they've been doing it all around our county for the last three or four years. Mm-hmm. We've been involved with them. And, trying to deal with the opioid addiction issues at a different level. And you're right. I think it is an empowerment for lots of these young men and young women who are dealing with some real issues in their lives. And the way that, why the DA is involved, we're involved because we try to help people before they get involved in the criminal justice system. So if we can help people by doing other programs, by helping them, that we can make the community a little bit better, we'll prevent people from coming into the criminal justice system. And I'm hopeful that that's something that will be successful.
And with all these projects that you're involved in, what kind of feedback do you actually get from some of the people that are in them? Do you hear from them, say, years later, saying, remember when I did such and such, this is what happened? Or maybe think about things differently?
I think people would be amazed if they went on our website at PlymouthDA.com, all the things that we do in the community on the front end, whether it be mental health issues, drug issues, working together to try to make the community better with all the agencies that are really the grassroots agencies all throughout our county. Like last week, we gave monies to a variety of different countywide groups who are working for their communities and dealing with the addiction issues that are ongoing right now, the drug issues that are going on that haven't gone away during the pandemic. And I think that we have to continue to work together, and I think that's a positive thing. So this Saturday in Brockton at Tukas Park at 128 Melrose from 11 to 3, we're going to be doing picking up the curtain on it, so to speak, this beautification project. There'll be a mobile vaccination clinic there. There'll be food there, and there'll be a community softball game. So if you're in the area, feel free to stop by, and we'll continue to do this throughout our county, as we've been doing for years, and we hope to be able to do it even more.
And what was the name of that park again where they're doing this?
It's Tukas Park, and it's at 128 Melrose Street in the city of Brockton, and it's between 11 and 3 this Saturday afternoon.
Okay, sounds like some good weather, a great way to spend some time. Again, we'll put this interview up online, so people can listen again if they missed any of this. That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz.